You are listening to Ratchet and the Geek, the intersection of social media, pop culture, and technology, brought to you by Lovey from AwesomelyLovey.com. She's a humor writer, a social media strategist, and the co-founder of the Red Pump Project. And me, Scott Hanselman from Hanselman.com. I'm a software engineer, web guy, former computer science professor, and a guy with too many gadgets. And together, we will bring you everything that we know and think about TV, movies, games, gadgets, stories of fail, the dumbest tweets you've ever heard, product recommendations, and lots more. Here on Ratchet and the Geek.
We are back. It's Ratchet and the Geek number 9. How are you? How are you?
I'm good.
We are back from South by Southwest, which was crazy.
It was. It was my first South by Southwest, but it was fun.
I thought you did very well.
Yeah, it was madness. We walked too much, though. Goodness gracious. We walked everywhere. Lord.
That's what you do at South by Southwest. I was surprised at your unwillingness to walk a few blocks.
A few blocks. One day we walked about a mile and a half when you told us it's down a block. It was a mile and a half across the bridge and oh no.
That's how far you walk. I had a blast. I was walking. Actually, there were a couple of times where you would take a cab and then I would just meet you a couple blocks over as you got out of the cab.
Not a couple of blocks over. No, you were walking miles like, let's take strolls. I'm not doing all that. And it wasn't even hot. So it was like freezing and you wanted to walk.
I didn't even bring a coat.
Yeah, no. It was like 40 degrees one day. I'm like, no.
That's a beautiful spring day in Oregon.
No, I'm not for it. I am not for it.
You going back?
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's my I didn't go to college and like have a dorm. I went to college at night. So South by Southwest for me, it's like, I assume it's what like being in a dorm is like.
Yes, it is. It actually is. It's like, where are we meeting up today? Where are we going tonight? Yes.
Yeah. So it's just like big conversations about like, what would you do if, and you know, just like staying up all night and talking to people in the lobby of the hotel till 4 a.m.
That's like college orientation.
So you all get to do that for 4 years. I get to do that for 4 days once a year.
I see. That makes sense then. Yeah, no, we did that for 4 years for real.
Yeah, that's my... I'm trying to recapture that in my old age.
Maybe... But I didn't... Did we walk this much in college? No, because there are buses everywhere.
Well, you had nice shoes, though. On your blog, you had your shoe game pretty much down solid.
Yeah, I mean, I brought... basically 5 pairs of flats and 1 pair of heels. And I didn't even wear the heels. So, yeah, no, I had to come correct.
I was pretty proud of myself. I felt I was the only man that brought, like, multiple watches, multiple belts, multiple shoes. You know, from a male fashion perspective, I think I pretty much did all right.
You were pretty ready. South by Southwest... It's not hard to outdress everyone there. No shade, but the geeks and the techies, plaid flannel shirts, dusty jeans, and raggedy running shoes is kind of what South by Southwest uniform is.
Yeah, it was pretty much t-shirt, you know, like ironic t-shirt and a pair of Chucks was
basically,
the uniform. Yeah.
Basically.
So when I was representing Old Navy and there's no... I was doing trunk club. I thought I looked all right. So I was feeling, I did have a couple of jackets that were like sport coats, right? I felt like a college professor with my sport coats. And that was about as dressed up as I've seen anybody there.
Yeah, it was cool. It was decent. South by was, I wanted Texas to be hot. I wanted 80 degrees. It was, that part was disappointing.
Well, yeah, it was all good. Another conference happened recently, Python conference. You do any work in Python? You're more of a PHP person.
Barely PHP even. So like, I'm not really a developer, so.
Really, I think of you as being pretty technical though. You do all right, to your credit.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call myself a developer because it would just be a shame to developers everywhere. I'm not worthy.
Well, some crazy stuff happened there that kind of blew up the internet. We could probably talk about for just a few minutes without getting too deep into it.
I mean, yeah, it was the internet basically showed out all day today over the controversy with Adria and the developer who got fired, and then Adria got death threats. It's just all a mess. Like, we should give them a rundown of what happened. So for the people who don't know.
Yeah. So basically, they were at a conference and they're in the room with 1,500 people. And PyCon is an extremely positive conference. It's also an extremely diverse conference from a gender perspective. And unfortunately, diverse in this context means 20% women, which is double or triple or quadruple what it usually is at a tech conference. So they're very welcoming and they have this very specific code of conduct that says, you know, everyone should feel that this is a safe place. And some guys were making comments behind Adria, and she found them offensive and then tweeted a photograph of them and said these comments are being made. Then the code of conduct people kind of went and handled the situation, but unfortunately, because of the way that that went down more publicly than privately, quite a conflict ensued. One of the gentlemen whose picture was taken had lost his job, his contract with his company. Then the internet started to, and when I say the internet, I don't mean like all the good people of the internet. I mean kind of like the various subcultures on the internet then kind of dogpiled on Adria, who then consequently lost her job this morning. And all basically everyone lost at every level. At, you know, it was like a domino effect. And at any moment, it could have turned around and stopped and become positive, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And now it's just a wasteland. It's this, everyone is shell-shocked at this point. Nobody won. None of it was justifiable.
Basically. And Adria's a friend of ours, and so it's interesting because I already know I have that bias, but the fact that she's getting death and rape threats is just amazingly ridiculous to me. Like, yeah. The underbelly of the internet is just so ridiculous. Like, once the people who, like, hang out on Reddit got a hold of it, it got ugly.
Yeah. So, it's never okay to do that. It's never okay. I don't care what you do. You just don't. Publicly or privately threatening people is unacceptable. I wish that the internet could be a safe place and that that discourse could actually happen.
Huh. Yeah. It just can't. I guess there's just too many people online who are hateful and misogynistic and racist. Because I've seen, you know, the different things they called Adria. Because Adria's a woman. She's half black and she's half Jewish. So it's like they're hating her on all types of minority fronts. So it's crazy. But I think hopefully there's a greater lesson to come from this whole thing that's greater than the situation itself.
Yeah. And so, hopefully some people will learn from this and will kind of, I don't know, hang back and realize that discourse and proportional response, you know what I mean? Proportional response. I don't think that, you know, it's horrible that the gentleman lost his job. It's horrible that Adria lost her job. It's horrible that it couldn't have been solved in a more private, let's talk about this kind of a way. But I don't think that a million people need to dogpile on one or two people in a company over something like this when people are starving and the economy's in the toilet and there's no fresh water in Africa and there's tyrants all over the world and nukes and all these different things that are bigger. The internet just loves a scandal.
Well, it's also because people don't really speak on things that affect. Well, they don't really speak on things that don't feel like it affects them. And I really feel like a lot of the backlash that Adria got is because a lot of the white men actually saw their own selves in who got fired and they felt a little bit threatened by it. So the boys club rose to the occasion and defended their men. And I think that's really what happened.
Yeah, I think that the fact that someone got fired was really sad because, you know, in this case, it could be argued whether or not the gentleman's behavior was innocuous or not innocuous. Point is, none of us were there. I was a little bit surprised that the gentleman's company didn't get any backlash. Like, it seems like the guy's company fired him without really digging into the details. And
right,
you know, no one complained at all about the guy's company. I thought that was surprising.
And yeah, they pretty much got away scot-free in this whole situation. And Adria is getting basically most of the backlash. And I'm not worried about the other guy. He'll get a job very quick.
Well, I thought he handled himself very well, actually, too. One of the things that no one really comments on is that he apologized right off the bat, and he was extremely gracious and kind towards Adria. So, you know, I don't know the guy, but, you know, kudos to him for just kind of being classy.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, he's definitely handled it after the fact, you know. Mm-hmm. He said he was wrong and all that stuff, so that's definitely classy of him. Yeah, yeah. I just think, yeah, you're right, though. No one won.
Yep, that's really what it is. I mean, like I say, we could talk about this for hours and hours, but ultimately, I suggested on Twitter that the internet needs to just kind of take a time out and chill out for a minute, like a little cooling down, a little truth and reconciliation.
Yeah, agreed. Everyone just needs to go on time out and go to their little corners and sit and think about their lives.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll learn from it. We'll see.
If only. Let's hope so. But I think it's also like a greater thing about how women in tech don't really feel supported in the space. So
Exactly.
There's a bunch of stuff to work on. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a new conference that I'm working on and called Angle Brackets at anglebrackets.org. And when we started planning the conference, I said, well, we need to have a code of conduct. And it was interesting, the discussion about the idea of a code of conduct. It was like, why do we need this? Well, it's like, well, it is unfortunate that we need this. But at the same time, you really want people to feel comfortable that they can go to a space and wherever it is and feel comfortable. I mean, colleges have codes of conduct.
Right.
You know, work has code of conduct. Why shouldn't a conference have one too?
It should. It all should. They all need policies because people don't know how to act.
Yeah, afraid not. Maybe someone will hire a crisis person. They'll hire Olivia Pope to fix this.
I think everyone needs an Olivia Pope in their lives.
I don't want a scandal, but I wouldn't even know how I would get a hold of Olivia if need be.
Hey, I don't know, because you know Judy, the actual Olivia Pope, Judy Smith, mm-hmm. her company doesn't even have a website because she's like, I don't need one. So like, you probably have to know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
See, that's so badass.
Isn't it badass? It's like, what? I don't need a website.
She doesn't have a website. You cannot Google her and find her and talk about it. That's hot.
Nope. That is dope. I was like, now that's some power.
Yeah, I need to get... just disappear from the internet completely. It's like, yeah, if you need me, you call me. It's like, this is why I have friends that like call, they're not on Facebook, right? And it's like, well, why aren't you on Facebook? Everyone's on Facebook. Like, no, if you know me, you'll call me, right? You know, if you need to get a hold of me, if I want to talk to you, then you have my number.
That's actually not a bad idea to do sometimes. Maybe mm-hmm. once a year to just disappear off the face of the earth. Just be like, I am not available.
That's pretty cool. Actually, we should do that. You know, there was a guy who did that, actually. It's called, you know how when you get like a 404? You mm-hmm. know, that means not found. There's another error, 410, that means gone. Mm. And there was a guy who did that. He deleted himself from the internet. So when you visit his website, it returns a 410, which means I am gone forever. He deleted his books. He disappeared from his life.
Huh.
Like he deleted the internet for himself.
That's a bit much.
It's pretty hardcore. I mean, people were really upset because this was a guy who wrote books. I would not want Awesomely Lovey to not just disappear, but like gone, no cash.
Wow.
He went around deleting everything. Like, imagine deleting every comment, every blog post, removing yourself.
That's some extreme stuff.
But I think people do that when they feel that the internet has come against them. They're just like, all right, you know, I'm going to quit. You know, we always joke about I'm going to quit life, right?
They be quitting the internet.
They quit the internet. They literally disappear. They take their ball and they go home.
Lord, yeah. That's a tough one. I don't mm-hmm. even know how you would be able to delete stuff.
I think it would take a lot of effort.
Man, it would take so much to delete everything I've done online. Goodness gracious.
Well, but that's another question. If you died, who's going to keep paying? I mean, do I have to pay for your blog if you're dead?
No, it's just going to go offline.
But don't you think we should keep it around in memory?
cash it and shit.
I gotta beep the show now.
Oh, man. Oops, sorry.
Womp. Womp. That's all good. That's all good. So, did you watch Scandal? Three weeks?
Oh, my gosh.
3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Was it? No, it was 4 weeks, wasn't it?
Too long. It's painful.
It was too long. Oh, my goodness. I was so ready. I was so ready.
You were. You were definitely ready. And, you know, I don't want to say I almost forgot, but it's almost like when a show gets canceled and you're like, oh man, it got canceled. I can't stand it. It's got to come back. And then it's like denial, acceptance, bargaining, like all the stages of grief that you have when something disappears. I had almost just decided Scandal was gone. It wasn't ever coming
like,
back.
It's not coming back again. No, Scandal. This episode was awesome.
Would you explain what is going on with Scott Foley on the show? Because I don't understand what he did and what he got out of the room and what he was poking. I'm confused. Completely
so
confused.
So what room are you talking about?
He broke into this dude's house and stole a camera. I don't understand what he was taking or why.
He stole the camera because the guy is the one who, when he was meeting up with Olivia with the envelope, the guy is the one who came in the little garden, said Olivia, took a picture really quickly, and like ran away. So he wanted that picture, I think because he didn't know who the guy was working for.
Okay.
And he didn't want that picture to get in the hands of like Fitz. Like Fitz would probably be wondering, hey, like if Fitz saw that picture, he'll be wondering, what are you doing with Olivia?
Oh, so, but then he went back to the president. The president's like, you did a good job today, son. I'm like, well, wait a second. What did you do?
No, turns out that's what I initially thought too. Turns out he was telling him good job on the intel that he gave him.
Basically, he digs Olivia. He's playing the president against himself. Like the president is like, yeah, go get some dirt on Olivia. But now he really digs her.
Yes. But somebody thinks maybe he's doing this to get some type of revenge against the president.
This is so complicated.
It is. It is. I'm just like, oh my gosh. It's so many layers. But I don't trust him now, especially because when he shows up at Olivia's place, he looks in the camera with this weird smirk on his face. I'm like, I do not trust you.
See, this is the thing, and this is where everyone's like, oh, I love him. He's so cool. I was like, man, he's pretty creepy, actually. I don't know if we like this guy.
He's still creepy to me. Like, he's even more creepy now. I'm just like,
It's funny, though. People online are like, oh, he's cute, but he's so creepy. It's like, wait a second. He's either cute or he's creepy. There's no middle.
Yes, there is. You can be cute and creepy.
That's creepy right there. How is that okay?
Cute is attractive. Creepy is just how you come off. But you can be really cute and be creepy as shit. Yeah.
Again.
Oh, dang it. Dang. Man.
Oh, it's all good.
They're not going to rate us R. It's all right.
Because I got to go back and put explicit. Because we're...
No, you do not.
Yeah, you're going to get me kicked off iTunes. So, I'm noticing your sound is really clear.
Ha, yes, because I got clear. Ah. And that's not a commercial. Trust me, they're not paying us for this. But I finally upgraded my life because I'm just like, I can't be dependent on public Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi in my house, which is crappy, for internet power anymore. And I need my own adapter, so I went on ahead and ordered my Claire to go internet. So now I'm carrying this when I travel. I use this in my house because it's better than my internet. And I'm excited also because it is a red adapter. Whoop!
Oh, you got the red one.
I got the red.
Ooh, fancy. This is the Claire.com Voyager.
I think they might have even spurred me to get it when I got it because they said limited edition. And I was like, okay, if they run out of that red one, I want it. So that probably lit a fire under me more than anything else, which is really shallow.
That is extremely shallow. But you are you're digging it though, and it's really clear. You basically tripled your bandwidth, quadrupled your bandwidth?
Yeah, quadrupled my download speed.
It's so funny when you say, because your building just does not have good internet. And it's like sometimes you have a building and you live in your building and you just can't get good internet. And I just have this image of you like going to the library or going to Starbucks to upload big files.
Oh, no. I don't do that. I'm, the library. Oh, gosh, no. I'm the worst. I'm like, libraries, no.
Don't disrespect people who use the library.
I just can't go to libraries anymore just because they're just so, I don't know. I don't like them. I'm not a fan. It just smells of dusty old books.
When you get kids, you will love the library. I used to be all like anti-library, but now I'm like, man, free books? Cool. You know, that's
you know
what the library means to me.
I'm a huge reading enthusiast and I have a huge book collection, like huge book collection. So I understand I have a love for books, but libraries just, I can't.
That's funny. Some people have that for places. Like my wife does not like hospitals. She can't explain.
Oh, I hate hospitals.
Doesn't smell right, doesn't feel right. I have no country for hospitals.
I hate hospitals, but I feel her on that. I'm with her on that. But, so any TVs or games that you've been watching?
Oh,
outside of Scandal?
Yeah, Scandal's cool. I'm watching Justified still, getting through season 4. Walking Dead is finally starting to be something interesting. It used to be just it was so boring. The Walking Dead was so boring that it was unclear whether The Walking Dead referred to the zombies or the characters on the show.
I've never watched that show. I don't watch those types of shows. Mm-hmm. If it has dead in the name, odds are I do not want to watch it.
Not your thing. Not your thing.
No.
Yeah. So that's getting all right. But, you know, I can't, we've talked about this before, I can't emotionally commit to another show. I just can't. It's too much.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Mad Men. Actually kicks off April 7th, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
So I'll be back to committing to that. So I'll probably be recapping those episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that, though. I'm really looking forward to it. And of interest, probably not to you, but to the lady readers.
Mm.
This week, a story came out. Talk about the explicit show. A story came out about John Hamm's Jr.
Oh, Lord.
Having to be tamed on set.
Okay.
So apparently they have to Photoshop promotional pictures because he wears tight-fitting clothes and he is blessed. So, ladies,
yeah,
you might want to start watching Mad Men if you weren't before. Not for that reason, because it is a very good show, but, you know, I'm just saying.
See, I feel like I don't know how I feel about that now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I might need to be offended. You know what I mean? This is a perfect example of the talk about, like, I feel uncomfortable right now. Because, you know, I mean, I'm not talking about, like, Michonne's booty from Walking Dead, as fabulous as it is.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know who Michonne is?
No.
Oh, you need to Google for Michonne. M-I-C-H-O-N-N-E. And then hit images. And then just bask in the glory.
See, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that, you know? I'll accept it.
But I'm just saying, I didn't say anything, right? So you can't even count it.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh, I didn't know. This show just looks really odd.
It is a very bizarre show. It's extremely violent. And, you know, you just have to either lean into it or you just don't dig it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not my type of show.
Yeah.
It's like watching a bunch of Quentin Tarantino movies over and over again. I mean, even though I do enjoy Kill Bill, but that ultra-violent isn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was trying to watch The Following, and it's the same thing. It's just like, okay, I get it. You're violent, you know? Stop.
It's like the comic book violence. I'm not a fan.
Well, did you ever see, what was that movie, Kick-Ass?
Mm-mm.
That was another one where it's just like hyper-violent comic book becomes hyper-violent show.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea.
Don't know how to feel about that. Anyone say anything dumb on Twitter this week?
Of course. The answer is always yes. Okay, there isn't a week when Twitter actually acts like it has sense. So last week exactly, probably exactly a week ago, was Lil Wayne ends up in the hospital from a scissorp overdose. And I also just found out what a scissorp was.
You didn't know what scissorp is?
No, I just found out that day.
Really?
Yeah, except I didn't know what was in it. I'm just like, what is in it?
So, you knew what it was, but you didn't know what it was.
Right. So folks on Twitter says Sizzurp is...
It's codeine. It's codeine and soda.
Codeine, soda, cough syrup. And the active ingredient that a lot of it has is promethazine. So he OD'd on that.
Yeah, yeah. People forget, though, you got to add a Jolly Rancher. It is, it's codeine, grape drink, and then a Jolly Rancher. It's horrible for you.
Yeah, so that's why he was in the hospital in a coma in intensive care unit. Mm, so someone on Twitter goes, Lil Wayne is in a coma? And I was like, no, he's in an apostrophe. He was high. And then somebody else goes, oh, Lord, Lil Wayne had a Caesar, as in the salad, instead of a seizure. Oh, my God. It was just foolery.
That's actually pretty funny.
People's like, what? Lil Wayne has a seizure. I'm just like,
I hope he wasn't in a coma for very long.
I'm like, wow. He must have been in an apostrophe. So dumbest tweets is chugging along, still have all this stuff backed up in terms of content, because there's never a shortage of material on Twitter.
There is not. Did you, actually, speaking of things that I learned about on Twitter, did you know that Google Reader is going away?
Yeah, of course. I blogged about it. Google Reader is leaving us July 1st, which is sad.
It is sad. It kind of surprised me. It's like, you know, it surprised me. It didn't surprise me because it's like, hey, free product that I use every day that I don't pay a penny for? Rage.
Well, that's also email. Nah, doggone, nope. I would not even accept that.
No, I pay for email. Email is not a free service. You pay for your email, right?
Don't you
have a hosting?
No. I use Gmail. I use Google Apps.
But you are paying for it because you're selling yourself.
Eh, whatever.
You got ads, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you pay.
But what I'm saying is, but in Google Reader, here's the thing is, had they even given us the choice, I would pay for Google Reader. Mm. If they're like, it's going to be $5 a month.
Right.
I'd be like, you know what? Okay. So if they're saying it's not bringing them money, if everyone who uses Google Reader starts paying $5 a month, it will bring you money. Mm-hmm. They just don't feel like they just don't feel like putting time into it.
Yep.
But it's more than just the fact that we use Google Reader to read all our blogs and it saves us time. I was reading a piece on Mashable and it was a really good one that brought up a case of how the demise of Google Reader will lead to more censorship around the world.
Yeah, it turns out that people in Iran and in places where there are what they call the Great Firewall, if you're familiar with the Great Firewall of China, I spent some time in China and I was not able to get on Twitter or Facebook without doing a number of tricky ways to get around things. You might go and say, hey, I'm going to hit Hanselman.com and then it says blocked. But you could go to Google Reader, which then does the fetching of the site for you and then shows you the RSS. Google Reader was how a lot of people in nations that can't get on the proper internet were able to get around that.
Right. So with Google Reader leaving, they get to be closed off from that information, and that's a huge problem. Hmm. So there's a lot of things going on right now. Like there's petitions popping up about keep Google Reader. There's bringgooglereaderback.com where you can just like tweet it. I'm crossing my fingers that Google realizes how important it is to everybody and says, okay, you know what, guys? We will actually keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. And I think that we're going to have to end up paying. And I've basically figured three different possible places that I'm going to go for my Google Reader fix. It's going to be either theoldreader.com.
I signed up for that.
Yeah. It'll be Feedly, which is kind of like Flipboard. It's kind of like it's the overly pretty, overly designed Google Reader.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, it's freaking me out. There's not enough hotkeys. It's too hard to read. It's too cutesy.
Exactly. I just want my Google Reader.
Exactly. And then the other one is NewsBlur.
And I've heard of
NewsBlur is interesting because it's actually a one-man shop. And I like that. And he's going to charge, I think it's like $12 a year, a buck a month. And that's like, it's basically Google Reader. The problem is the old reader is free, So then we're going to be going from a free thing to another free thing. Mm-hmm. Feedly is free so far, and it's overly pretty.
And I don't like it.
And you don't like it. And Newsblur is ugly as sin. But, you know, it really is. I mean, it's just horrific. But it is totally sustainable because it's this one guy. And he's super transparent. Like, he's like, oh, my goodness, everyone's come to Google. Everyone's come to Newsblur. Here I am at Starbucks buying new servers. You know what I mean? It's like, that's, I love that. You know what I mean? So I gave him, even if I don't pick Newsblur, I gave him money anyway.
My thing is, why can't someone create a replica of Google Reader? You ain't even got to do nothing innovative. Just look at Google Reader.
Got to get the source
create
code.
Create a product that is exactly like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it.
That's all I want. I don't want the extra. I don't want Feedly. Feedly, I signed up for Feedly, and I was just like, ew, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
I'm not pleased. I signed up for the old Reader, and it tries to be like Google Reader, but it's not quite. It doesn't curl all the way over.
Yeah, yeah. It's close. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, I like it. Google Reader works. I know my hotkeys. I don't want to have to learn a new one. And anytime something doesn't behave exactly the same, then I don't want it.
Right. So developers out there, when you create an exact replica to Google Reader, we are all desperate right now.
Yes. Make it happen.
Make it happen. Charge us $1 a month and you will make money.
I hope that these guys like Newsblur guy will get the message and just do that. Like, he's got the back end. He's got the work. All he needs to do is just make it work and look exactly the same.
That's all I want.
That's
simple.
All we want. Handle that
and I think
for us.
Google is really, they're trying to force us to use Google Plus, and no one is here for Google Plus like they think we should.
People on Google Plus are there. They love it, but
they love it. They said only 20% of Google employees are active on Google Plus. Like, you can't even get your employees to be active on it. How you figure the rest of us want to be on it? We don't want it. So.
Exactly. That's funny. You know, Google Plus people love their Google Plus, just like MySpace people love their MySpace. But no.
No. So what's technical tip you got for us?
So I've got this newsletter. And in my blog post about my newsletter, I'm like, so I've got a newsletter. Why? I have no idea. Fight me. I have a newsletter. You know, it's just one of those things where if someone was like, why do you have a newsletter? I'm like, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I have a newsletter. And, you know, I don't know, like, you have a blog and you've got a Tumblr and you've got a Twitter. And it's like, you need one more way to talk to Scott Hanselman. It's stupid. And it's personal because I put stuff in the newsletter that I don't put on the blog until like a month later. So I was doing this thing at Tiny Letter. It's like a MailChimp, free MailChimp. And Tiny Letter is great, and I recommend Tiny Letter to anybody. It's free, and it lets you do a newsletter up to 5,000 people. And it was working fantastic. I love it. TinyLetter.com. Until I hit 6,000 people, and then things started breaking. And then they said, yeah, you need to pay us now. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. I got a newsletter. It's successful, 6,000 people. So I go to MailChimp, and it's like $80 a month. And I'm like, no, I'm screwing around with this. I don't need a newsletter. I'm just being silly. I started trying to find anywhere that would do a newsletter for not $80 a month. And I had a couple people volunteer stuff, but I don't want to take up a relationship with people I don't know just to get a newsletter. So I was ready to shut it down. I was like, I'm going to either make a Google group or I'm going to, you know, I don't know. I need to do something. And then this guy sends me to this website called Sendy, sendy.co. And what this is I think really, really clever. It's a PHP app, like WordPress, right? You just get your host and you install this app at your host. And it lets you manage your lists and your mail and all that kind of stuff. And then it uses Amazon's, they got this thing called the Simple Email Service, SES. And Simple Email Service is like the cheapest. I'm saying this with like, it's so cheap. I sent 6,000 mails for 51 cents.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a business and you are going to send, you know, more than 5 or 10,000 emails at a time, and you have a really active mailing list, I highly recommend Sendy. Go to my blog, search for Sendy. I actually explain how I happen to set mine up on Azure, but you can set it up on DreamHost or whatever host makes you happy. Super, super easy way. I can even log into it right now. And one of the things that's cool about it is it'll tell me how many people opened the email. So I sent out 5,000, 6,000 emails. 33% of the people opened it. And of the ones that were there, 51% of people clicked on something.
Oh, that's good. That's
good. It gives you like detail. Like people are using it. People are clicking it. A bunch of people from
MailChimp gives you that stuff too.
But for 45 cents?
Yeah, no, you can't beat that price.
It's insane.
You can't beat that.
Yeah. So I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I recommend it to anyone who is a little bit technical. Like if you're technical enough to host your own blog, then you're technical enough to use Sendy.
Man.
And save a crap load of money.
Yeah, because my nonprofit uses MailChimp, and I have my newsletters on MailChimp too. So,
are you spending a lot?
Yeah, for the nonprofit one. So MailChimp does 2,000 subscribers free.
Mm-hmm.
We hit 2,000 sometime last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to start paying after that.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. So maybe, you know, you're good at hosting WordPress and you have a host already. You could potentially put this on your existing site, the same site that hosts your blog.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will have to look into it because MailChimp is just so convenient.
Well, maybe you can tell. I'll give you a demo of this sometime or you can take a look at that post. The other idea would be you could try it, just see how it works. Or ask MailChimp to make it cheaper, man. Tell them you're a nonprofit.
MailChimp, they will give you a 15% discount. They gave us a 15%. That's the nonprofit discount rate.
That's tough.
So, it's not a lot. They don't cut you a strong break. But yeah, so Scandal's back for 7 weeks in a row. So no more waiting 4 weeks.
Yeah, oh gosh. Is it coming back? So it's back next week and for the next month.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I can't handle it. My heart can't handle it anymore. I can't wait. Let's just get this done.
Right. So, yeah, no, I'm ready. And this weekend is Red Pump's fashion show, so I'll be doing that this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And people can go to the Red Pump Project and Google for it. They can get involved, and they can show up on the website, and they can donate, and they can find one in their local city.
Yes. Well, we are in 5 cities. We haven't expanded everywhere yet because we don't have the money to do it and and the staffing to be able to handle Red Pump in every city. But, you know, eventually we'll work our way to every city.
Awesome. Well, the Red Pump event at South by Southwest was very well done. Very lovely.
Yeah, we partnered with Bit for that. So that was actually really fun. Even though it was freezing that day. My goodness, Texas. Tell you, Texas is like, I'm going to do Chicago weather while you're here to make you feel at home. And that's what happened.
You know it.
So, yeah, no, this has been good stuff. So, everyone, as always, leave us comments. Pass it on.
Live tweet the show. And we're also doing an experiment. We'll put a link up. We're going to put the show on SoundCloud. I know a lot of you guys are on SoundCloud. So we'll put a couple of episodes up on SoundCloud to see if you would, you know, prefer to listen to it there. The idea is to make it as easy as possible to listen to Ratchet and the Geek wherever and whenever you are.
True story. So, and follow us on Twitter.
Indeed. All the details, ratchetandthegeek.com. You can follow Lovey, follow me, check out both of our blogs, subscribe, and send us lots of money. I just
word.
Added that part.
We always accept money for no reason, just
exactly.
Because.
Yes, and gifts.
Yes. Is that gifts or actual gifts as in presents?
I will. Ooh, that's a very good point. I will accept gifts and gifts.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Cool.
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, we're going to see you. Maybe we'll see you again next week if I can convince you to do a double show because Scandal, we can do 4 shows in a row.
Oh, my God. And die as if I'm. I have to take naps sometime, okay?
Yeah, that is true. I'll wake you up. We'll do a show.
We'll work on it.
All right. We'll see you again in some number of days.
Right. Just check back on ratchetandthegeek.com.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.